FAO estimates that in 2007 alone, 75 million more people have been pushed into undernourishment as a result of higher food prices, bringing the total number of hungry people to 923 million. Biofuel based on agricultural commodities have been pointed as one of the culprits. Indeed, over the past few years, the production and use of biofuels for transport has expanded rapidly. From 2000 to 2007, production increased more than threefold and now covers nearly 2% of the world's consumption of transport fuels. The expansion has been pushed by policy instruments such as subsidies, tax incentives, tariffs, and mandated blending of biofuel with fossil fuels. The policies have been founded on the premise that biofuels could contribute to energy security and climate change mitigation while providing support to agricultural producers. However, recently, in addition to worries about the implications for food security, concerns also mounted over the impact of biofuels on greenhouse gas emissions, as well as other environmental effects. The policies put in place to promote the production and use of biofuels are being increasingly questioned. The FAO High-Level Conference on World Food Security, held in Rome in June this year, addressed the challenges of soaring food prices, bioenergy, and climate change. The conference stressed the need for in-depth studies to ensure that production and use of biofuels is sustainable and takes into account the goal to achieve and maintain world food security. It called on intergovernmental organizations and all other stakeholders to foster an international dialogue on biofuels. This year's SOFA report is a contribution in this direction.